Imagine you're 43 years old, in the prime of your life, suddenly hanging on to the very edge of life with only one finger and losing your grip, so close to death's door. Then imagine something's pulling you back from the brink. You're about to hear the story of a man who became so very ill he went to the point of no return, but then returned. 9 doctors gave up on him. 9 doctors were sure he was going to die. They were all wrong. What you are about to hear may seem like a miracle. If you or someone you care about is struggling with fatigue, pain, an illness, or even a serious disease, listen to this carefully.
I'm Dr. Michael Schlechter, a board-certified pulmonary disease and internal medicine physician in private practice in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is a story of a patient I cared for named Greg, an executive director of entertainment at one of the biggest hotels and casinos in Las Vegas. What you're about to hear of his astonishing recovery will likely defy your belief about reversing disease. Since the story of Greg's recovery broke in one of the Las Vegas newspapers, I have been overwhelmed with requests for more information about this case. As a result, I felt compelled to put these thoughts on tape to share a major health breakthrough with the world. This new health discovery is having profound effects upon health conditions that would normally be considered medical impossibilities. Greg's story began when he checked himself into the emergency room at our hospital. On that fateful Sunday, I was on call for admissions for unassigned patients. My first introduction to Greg was actually from the emergency room doctor who called me in, concerned about Greg's condition. He stated that the patient was obviously sick, that his kidneys and liver were weakened, but it was not at all clear what was causing it. At that point, he did not think Greg's condition was serious. Because of my busy schedule that day, it was several hours later before I could get up to see Greg. As I walked into the room, I asked the nurse about his vital signs and realized immediately that in the very short time span, my patient had become terribly ill. His temperature had soared to 107. His blood pressure was dangerously low at 80 over 30. His body was deteriorating rapidly. We immediately transferred him to ICU. Once Greg was moved into the ICU, we ran multiple blood tests, and due to the unknown nature of his illness, we started him on several powerful antibiotics. Greg's condition became so severe that he required multiple doctors to help in his care. In all, there were 10 different specialists, including myself. But in spite of many great minds and all the therapy money could buy, Greg's condition continued to deteriorate incredibly fast. When Greg came to the hospital the day before, he was complaining of increasing aches and pains from what started out to be a common sore throat. But within only 24 hours of admission into the hospital, Greg's lungs and respiratory muscles had become critically weak. He was on the verge of complete respiratory collapse and arrest. We had no choice but to place him on life support. Greg was dying. By the end of that third day, Greg was showing no improvement whatsoever. He was getting worse by the minute. Patients that are critically ill usually show some improvement in the first 72 hours if they are to survive. There is usually something that tells us physicians there is hope. It is nearly impossible for words to describe the incredible illness that Greg was being subjected to by that third day. It is even harder to describe the ravaging effects upon his body. Every cell in his body was either sick or dying. By the end of that third day, Greg was on the maximal amount of every medicine we could give him. The organs had shut down. He was on life support. He was on dialysis for kidney failure, and he had persistent spiking fevers to 107. Because the blood circulation had been severely reduced, his hands and feet were like ice, with no pulses. His fingers and toes were deep color of blue. It is hard to care for patients who, in spite of every known medication and therapy, continue to decline. But it is equally difficult to see the anguish, fear, and helplessness in the faces of the family. I had no choice but to tell Greg's family that things were going very poorly. I had been in this position too many times in my career, and instead of these types of situations getting easier, they were getting harder. Harder to stay out of the father's shoes as he sat there helpless at Greg's bedside. It was obvious to me that Greg did not have much time left. So I told the family they needed to call a priest soon. They knew he was dying. They could tell he was holding on by a thread. Naturally, the family was in shock. Here was a man who, only days before, was so full of life and energy. All of a sudden, they were calling in a priest to give him last rites. Even though the 9 consulting doctors had determined Greg was going to die, I decided to try one more thing. I told his family I couldn't make any promises, but that I had one other idea that might help Greg. Since all traditional medical therapies had failed, it was my last resort. I told Greg's family, I have one more thing I can offer as a last resort, something I have seen do near miraculous things for some of my other patients who were seriously ill. It's a new advancement in nutritional science called glyconutrients. Realizing there was nothing to lose, the family gave the approval to add the special glyconutrient formula to Greg's feeding tube. I wrote the order for the supplement and immediately received a question from Greg's nurse. What is this white powder? I told his nurse this was a new breed of nutritional formula known as a glyconutrient and that it was straight from the medical textbooks. I told her it was much more advanced than other types of nutritional therapy and that I was recommending this supplement in Greg's case because it represented his only real hope for survival. That 3 years ago, when I was first introduced to this glyconutrients, I started administering it with some of my seriously ill patients in conjunction with standard therapy, and I began to see some amazing changes, although none were as far gone as Greg. As I was telling some of the experiences in using this glyconutrients with my other patients, the nurse mixed the powder and dutifully gave it to Greg through the stomach tube. We administered 25 grams of this glyconutrient at 9 p.m. that third night. The same amount was repeated 4 hours later. By 8 o'clock the next morning, without any change whatsoever in therapy, except for the addition of the special glyconutrient formula, Greg's pulses returned. Greg's legs and arms were now warm. Only hours before, they were ice cold. By mid-morning, the severe metabolic acidosis, which indicated dying cells, had all but reversed. I had never seen anything like this. A few hours earlier, Greg was at the point of death. Now Greg was at the point of recovery. This formula had reversed what we had been told in medical school would be an irreversible process. While Greg was not yet completely out of trouble, he had turned the corner, and he had turned it quickly. By now, the diagnosis for Greg's illness was finally made, toxic shock syndrome. Now we knew why his body was struggling so much. This is a ravaging disease. You may remember the sad story of Jim Henson, the famous puppeteer and inventor of the Muppets, who died very suddenly. He too was diagnosed with toxic shock syndrome. Once a patient's condition progresses into toxic shock syndrome, devastating things can happen. If they are fortunate enough to survive, they often do so at the expense of having limbs amputated. In all my years of medical practice, I personally have never seen any turnaround as astonishing as Greg's, nor have I heard or even read of such a reversal. Even though I had seen other patients have near miraculous recoveries using these glyconutrients, Greg's case was so severe that I didn't expect anything to reverse his condition. This glyconutritional formula proved me wrong. I have no doubt whatsoever that without this formula, Greg would have died. When the news of Greg's turnaround got to Greg's family, they experienced both disbelief and excitement in the same moment. Only hours before, they were certain he was going to die. Now they realized Greg was back. We continued Greg in all the standard medical therapy and continued to add the glyconutrients. Within several weeks, Greg was off life support, and by 3 months, he actually had started back to work. Greg had made an astonishing recovery. The only bodily function that did not return completely to normal was his kidneys. Keep in mind, nearly all people who have been sick with toxic shock syndrome, if they survive, usually lose arms, legs, or both. My decision to recommend glyconutrients to Greg's family was no sudden epiphany. My medical practice and my own personal family tragedies with cancer told me something was not right with the drugs-only practice of medicine. More and more of my patients were taking more medicines than ever before, and yet they were getting sicker. In my family, my mother died when I was an intern from small cell cancer of the lung. Some 20 years later, my father-in-law died of the same cancer. In those 20 years, hardly any change had occurred in therapy or survival from this dreadful cancer. Something was wrong here. Something was missing in our approach to treating disease. My first introduction to this glyconutrient formula came from a physician friend, Dr. Blaine Purcell, who had been telling me of some of his patients with asthma who no longer needed steroids for therapy. These patients had been on lifelong steroids. Now, in my experience, being a pulmonary specialist, when a person with severe asthma problems requires lifelong steroids, they can't function without them. They practically suffocate without them. Dr. Purcell went on to say that his asthma patients were eliminating the steroids largely due to this glyconutrient. He went on to tell me that these glyconutrients were made up of the 8 essential biological sugars. Not being familiar with these types of sugars, I immediately thought he must be referring to the 8 essential amino acids. No, he said, it's the 8 essential biological sugars. And then he referred me to Harper's Biochemistry, Chapter 58. Lo and behold, there it was in print, the absolute evidence that there were indeed 8 essential sugars, and that these special sugars were critical for proper cellular functioning at virtually every level. My patients and I will be forever indebted to the persistence of Dr. Purcell for introducing me to this amazing formula. Over the next 3 years, I did extensive research around these glyconutrients and found that many diseases show signs of these missing sugars. Let me share with you a few more stories of patients I've worked with who have had near miraculous recoveries with this new glyconutritional formula. My very first foray into using this glyconutrient was with Ethel. Ethel had Lou Gehrig's disease, which is very debilitating, progressive, and terminal. She had been paralyzed from the neck down for 3 months, and for the first time I saw Ethel, she was in a nursing home where she had been sent to die. Amidst a lot of anxiety on my part, I decided to try out this formula to see if it would help her. I knew it couldn't hurt her. I started Ethel on a program rich in these glyconutrients. After only 10 days of her using this formula, I walked into a room at the nursing home, and she had the biggest smile on her face. Nothing could prepare me for what I was about to experience next. With her tracheostomy in place, she mouthed the words, "Watch this," and then she raised her legs off the bed. Everything that I had been taught in medical school told me that what I had just seen was not possible. It was the only time in my medical career that my knees actually became a little weak. Ethel's paralysis and general health condition had changed dramatically within 10 days after adding this glyconutrient to her diet. My second case was a gentleman who suffered from heart failure, arthritis, and asthma. Scripps Clinic gave him the prognosis that he would have to live with his illness and get ready to die. I told him I had just run across this new class of nutrients and that he had nothing to lose by trying it. I put him on a solid program of glyconutrients and scheduled an appointment to see him in 6 weeks. 5.5 weeks later, this man practically burst into my office to tell me he was feeling great and that he did not need to see me. Then he proceeded to do a knee bend and proclaimed that if he had tried that 6 weeks ago, he would have fallen to the ground and not been able to get up. A few weeks later, when I rechecked his heart function, it had improved from 1/3 normal to entirely normal. To add to this, his asthma symptoms were also resolved. My interest and excitement in these glyconutrients began to grow, and as I read many of the clinical studies on them, I began to discuss these findings with other doctors and nurses. One of the nurses asked me to see her son with attention deficit disorder. Not being a pediatrician, I hesitated at first, but then I realized I had to see her child, as all of the other medical experts offered no solution other than to prescribe Ritalin. She had taken her son out of public school and was homeschooling him to avoid giving him Ritalin. Within 3 months of giving her son these glyconutrients, he was able to be re-enrolled in regular public school and with no need for Ritalin. The young man was also able to perform much better in phys ed class. Previously, he would always come in last in all of the PE activities and was made fun of by the rest of his classmates. The tremendous change in this child only came about because we added these simple but critical biologically active sugars to his daily diet. The look in that mother's eyes and the tears of joy that she expressed will be forever embedded in my mind and heart. The other day, I read a statistic about how many children are in Ritalin. I can't believe how many children are on this drug. I'm dealing with these kids with glyconutrients instead and getting some amazing results. My experience with this formula goes on and on. One patient with life-threatening lung inflammation called bronchiolitis obliterans with organizing pneumonia is alive today, off of life support, in measure to these glyconutrients. Several of my patients with diabetes now have much more control over their blood sugars because of these glyconutrients. And one of these patients no longer requires insulin. My fibromyalgia patients have had marked improvement in reducing both pain and fatigue. My asthmatic patients have noted marked reduction in asthmatic symptoms as well as reduction in the use of many. People often ask me, what exactly are these glyconutrients? Let me explain it this way without getting too technical. Biochemistry has defined 4 major categories of nutrition. There are proteins or amino acids. There are fats, specifically essential fatty acids. There are vitamins and minerals, which are the catalyst for enzymatic activity. And there are carbohydrates, which for many decades were thought as simply food for energy. They are a main source of food for the cell. Also, what we've learned over the past 10 years is that there is a group of specific carbohydrates called biological sugars. That's what a glyconutrient is. And this is straight from biochemistry textbooks. There are about 200 sugars in nature, but there are 8 in particular that can help your body heal and regenerate. The glyconutrient formula I work with includes these 8 specific sugars. These sugars are the basis of all multicellular intelligence. Everything that goes on inside the body in terms of information is transferred through these sugars. They transfer all biological data from cell to cell. These biological sugars are the operating system of life itself. And it's been discovered that there is a serious deficiency of these biological sugars in our bodies, as there are only 2 of these sugars readily available in our diet. Research has shown that this is causing a lot of health problems, some very serious. I've seen miraculous things happen when these sugars were introduced into the body. To have such a miraculous effect proves the body is severely deficient in one or more of these sugars. Keep in mind, these glyconutrients are not a new science, although most of the research on glyconutrients has occurred within the last 10 years. Over 20,000 papers have been written related to the importance of these sugars in proper cellular functioning and their effects on disease. While this is not a miracle drug, nor even a miracle cure, it is, in my opinion, the most advanced breakthrough in nutritional science in decades. The power of glyconutrients in preventing and reversing illness dwarfs the vitamin, mineral, and herbal formulas available today. There's no comparison. Glyconutrients are in a class by themselves. Years ago, I realized through my research that the top 10 killing diseases, including heart disease, cancer, and stroke, are nutritionally related. To a great degree, they are preventable. In many cases, they exist because something critical is missing in our diets. Many people are seriously deficient in these 8 essential sugars, which could account for many of the diseases in our world today. These glyconutrients are essential components of nearly every cell of the body. Scientific research performed over the past decade has yielded some very disturbing findings. Our immune system, which is so important in fighting infection, killing cancer cells, and modulating repair of damaged cells, is deteriorating some 2-3% per year. Based upon these findings, over the next 15 years, the average person's immune system will deteriorate by 30-45%. How much longer do you think we can stay healthy at this rate? It's important for you to know, scientific research has found that by simply adding these glyconutrients to your diet, this trend can be completely reversed. Besides dozens of other benefits, glyconutrients are one of the most powerful nutrients in the world for strengthening the immune system. Just like many years ago when vitamin C was determined to be the missing link in preventing death from scurvy, these glyconutrients are proving to be the missing link for helping the body with many diseases far more serious than scurvy. At one time, thousands of people were dying of scurvy until vitamin C intervened. Today, these glyconutrients are intervening for many different illnesses, and lives are being saved. If you're skeptical, believe me, I understand. In the last decade, I have been introduced to every product imaginable. Everything from Tahitian fruit extracts to growth hormones to modified egg proteins, from colloidal minerals to super antioxidants. As a medical doctor, I've been approached by dozens of people who wanted to sell me the latest, greatest nutritional supplement. And even in those situations where the products seemed to have value, I found there was really nothing special about those products, just a repackaging of vitamins, minerals, proteins, and herbal formulas. Also, I didn't see any of my patients profoundly affected by them. None of these formulas, nor the hundreds of others that are out there, in any way add these 8 essential sugars to your daily diet. And I found you can add vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs to the diet of a person with Lou Gehrig's disease, diabetes, and you may see marginal improvement, but rarely reversals. With glyconutritionals, you can get reversals. In some of the research that exists around these glyconutrients, we're seeing evidence of at least 23 different gene-mediated diseases that we've seen reversals of. This is an astonishing breakthrough in the field of nutritional supplementation. Recently, a groundbreaking book was released that documents the powerful life-changing effects of these 8 essential sugars. It's called Sugars That Heal, and was written by Dr. Emil Mendoa. I want to read you an excerpt. In the past 20 years, the amount of information garnered about these sugars has increased dramatically. Of the more than 200 sugars, 8 are essential to optimal body functioning. Far more than just a ready source of fuel for cells, these 8 essential sugars have potent antiviral, antibacterial, antiparasitic, and of course, anti-tumor effects. Essential saccharides have also been shown in clinical trials to reduce allergies and to allay symptoms in such chronic diseases as arthritis, diabetes, lupus, and kidney disease. They accelerate the healing of burns and wounds and help heal skin conditions, from poison ivy to psoriasis. They increase the body's resistance to viruses, including those that cause the common cold, influenza, herpes, and hepatitis. They quell the recurrent bacterial ear infections that plague toddlers and children. Some people with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, Gulf War syndrome, and HIV have reported improvement in their symptoms when they supplement their diet with these simple sugars. Even tiny amounts of these sugars, or lack of them, have profound effects. And in the last decade, an entirely new segment of science has emerged called glycobiology. That's the study of these biological sugars. In March of 2001, Science magazine dedicated their cover and a significant portion of their journal to glycobiology. Here we have the most recognized science magazine in the industry referring to these biological sugars as medicines, sweet spots, and sugars that heal. The article that most caught my attention was entitled Saving Lives with Sugars, written about Dr. Hudson Freeze, who heads the glycobiology program at the Burnham Institute in La Jolla, California. Dr. Freeze discovered that the use of 2 of these 8 sugars was effective in the treatment of 2 congenital disorders in children, which are often life-threatening. These diseases cause chronic gastrointestinal problems, including vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, blood clot formation, and often death. Both of these disorders were dramatically reversed once Dr. Freeze introduced these sugars to the diet of these children. Saving these children's lives with sugars has obviously made the same impact on Dr. Freeze as it has on me and a multitude of other doctors who have discovered the power of these essential sugars. As I bring this to a close, I'd like to share with you one more story. It's another case of a patient that was at death's door. Is about a young lady who had a lung condition called BOOP. This is a serious autoimmune disease that causes inflammation and scar tissue of the lungs. My patient had been on oxygen for approximately 2 years when she took a turn for the worse. She became so ill that she was placed on life support. At that point, her family wanted her to go to one of the top medical facilities in the country, and we immediately arranged for her transfer. She boarded the AirVac jet to the West Coast and was received at one of the country's top 10 medical facilities. Months passed after she checked into the hospital, and she continued to worsen. The doctors told her and her family that she was too ill to survive. They offered to give her an infusion of morphine and then turn off the life support. That's how bad it got. Fortunately, the patient was very wealthy, and the family air transported her back to Las Vegas to be under my care. When I first walked in and saw my patient, my heart sank. I hardly recognized her. This poor woman had lost some 35 pounds and was virtually paralyzed from her chronic illness. To make matters worse, within 12 hours of arrival, she became septic. A massive blood and organ infection had set in. In my mind, I gave this poor soul no hope. I had never seen any patient survive who was this sick for this long. But against all hope, I began glyconutrient intervention, in addition to traditional therapy, and slowly but ever so surely, she began to improve. Some 5 months later, the same person who was sentenced to death by one of the best medical institutions in the world drove to my office in her own Hummer by herself, and for the first time in nearly 2.5 years, she was off of oxygen. Once again, I witnessed an amazing turnaround with a seriously ill patient. That is why I so passionately believe everyone should put these simple but powerful biological sugars into their bodies. Glyconutrients activate the healing power of the human body. And when the body is provided with proper nutrition, it truly can do miraculous things. In my opinion, if glyconutrients are not part of your dietary supplement regimen, you're missing one of the key components to optimal health. People sometimes ask me, why haven't I heard about these sugars? The fact is, hardly anyone knew about their astonishing effects until about 10 years ago. We just didn't have the equipment to study these sugars until the last decade. But now many thousands of people are quickly discovering these biological sugars because they're the next frontier of medicine. One of the things that impressed me the most about these sugars is that they're scientifically proven. This is mainstream biochemistry. The impact these glyconutrients are going to have on healthcare as a whole is incomprehensible. You don't dramatically change health conditions like Lou Gehrig's disease, diabetes, fibromyalgia, and many other serious diseases by simply adding a few vitamins to a patient's feeding tube. It takes something extraordinary like these biological sugars. Why am I crying out? Because we've found something that can transform the health of millions of people, and it's long overdue. So what does this glyconutrient discovery mean to you? First of all, if glyconutrients can affect disease this dramatically, imagine what they can do to improve the overall health and quality of your life. Imagine what they can do to prevent you from becoming ill or getting these diseases yourself. The same things that help you avoid disease and keep you fit are the same things that will help you live longer. You may be asking yourself, are these sugars missing from my diet? Am I a candidate for these glyconutrients? In my opinion, without even knowing the present condition of your health, the answer is yes. Chances are you're deficient in these sugars. Your body may be starving for them because most of them are difficult, if not impossible, to get from your diet. Practically every man, woman, and child would benefit from these 8 biological sugars. One other thing, I do not consider these glyconutrients a luxury. They're a necessity. They're part of the body's everyday biochemical needs. Remember, your body depends upon these sugars. At the beginning of this tape, I shared with you Greg's journey back from the very brink of death. I made the choice to recommend these glyconutrients for Greg, as they represented his only real hope of survival. These biologically active sugars saved Greg's life. I'm convinced of that. In critical care medicine, there is an important concept called the rule of trends. That means we look at trends over hours to days, looking for any trend upwards that would tell us that the patient is improving. What was so striking and devastating in Greg's case was that he showed no improvement at all, just minute-to-minute worsening. A good way to think of Greg's case is to think of an airplane that has just lost power and within a matter of a few minutes goes into complete nosedive. With each passing second, the plane nosedives deeper and deeper and goes faster and faster. That is where Greg was that fateful night, heading toward certain death. The next morning, after adding the glyconutrient, Greg's nosedive had stopped. And to make it even more amazing, Greg actually began to quickly climb upward again. It was like someone had flicked a switch inside Greg's body and turned off his toxic shock syndrome. Looking at Greg today, one would never know he came so close to death's door. With his great suntan, energetic personality, sense of humor, and athletic physique, Greg looks like a pillar of health. You would never know that this man had been through such a devastating experience only a few months earlier. Today, we're living in a highly toxic environment with so many viruses and diseases that didn't exist 20 years ago. Nature always provides a solution. To combat these new, more advanced diseases, you need a new, more advanced form of nutrient. Vitamins and minerals alone just won't do it anymore. This glyconutrient formula has come along at the time when mankind needs it the most. It's a godsend. Chances are someone you care about is struggling right now with some type of health problem. Perhaps it's fibromyalgia, diabetes, heart disease, or any number of other ailments. There is so much suffering in the world today that's going on unnecessarily. Tell the people you care about these glyconutrients. Please share this important message with your family and friends. And don't forget your children. And by all means, use this glyconutrient formula yourself. Your future may depend upon it. I'm Dr. Michael Schlachter. Thank you for taking the time to listen.
This information you just heard could dramatically affect the quality of your life as well as the lives of your loved ones. Since research shows that these biological sugars are very likely missing from your diet, they're now available to everyone through nutritional supplementation. You may be wondering how to order this special glyconutrient formula for you and your family, the same formula that Dr. Schlachter used and continues to use with his patients. Since this formula has been patented, it's available through one company only. To order, please get back with the person who shared this important health breakthrough with you. And remember, glyconutrients are for everyone, whether you feel great and want to enhance your health even more, or whether you're currently struggling with a health condition.